The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
District 20 podcast called Amplified. Thank you for joining us for our second episode in this series. And today we're going to be focusing in on mental health and wellness. And for today's session, we have Leanna Palmerio McIver, who's going to be joining us. And Leanna's from the Teachers Counseling Network. So Leanna, welcome.
Hi, thanks Rob for having me.
Thank you so much. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and the Teachers Counseling Network?
Sure, happy to do that. So, as you mentioned, my name is Leanna, and I am a registered psychotherapist. I've been in practice at this point over 28 years, and I've worked with teachers and the Teachers Counseling Network for close to 25 years now, as we stand. The Teachers Counseling Network is a group of master therapists who have been in the field for a long time. I like to use therapists that have a really good base on multiple types of experiences. So when you contact someone from the poster, you're going to get someone that's very experienced and capable of handling most of the problems that come in, or at least someone on the team is, as well as everyone on the poster has been there for a while. So they're very, very adept at dealing with the teaching profession. And of course, we deal with all kinds of issues, anxiety disorders, depression, trauma, couple work, work with your kids, all of that stuff. So that's basically what makes up the Teachers Counseling Network.
Okay, and you had mentioned the poster. I know not everyone's going to be familiar with the poster. I am familiar with the poster because I've seen it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the team? And some may have not seen the poster, so maybe you can give a little bit of insight.
Sure. So the poster, I believe right now we have eight psychotherapists on the poster. There's a mixture of men and women, predominantly women, because you find a lot more women in the profession. The posters are typically found in the staff room on the OSSDF board there. I sent out a whole bunch last year, so they should still all be up. But if you haven't seen it and you want to access it, you can look up our website, which is www.teacherscounseling.ca. And counseling has two L's, so it's counselling. And the poster pops up right online there through Google. And there's a mix of registered social workers who specialize in psychotherapy, and the predominant number of therapists are registered psychotherapists who have master's degrees in counseling and psychotherapy and are very capable of helping and very kind human beings on the team.
Okay, wonderful. And this would be covered under the teachers. In most cases, I don't want to say specifically, but in most cases, it would be covered under the teacher's benefit plan, correct?
Yes. A significant number of sessions are covered under your benefit plan. I think up to 10 or 11 a year. So it's quite generous.
Okay, wonderful. What do you see as the biggest challenges that educators, teachers are currently facing in terms of mental health and wellness?
Well, I mean, a good chunk of my clientele are teachers. I have, I probably see about 10 to 15 teachers a week. And to be honest, we're dealing with the worst public health crisis in living memory for most people. Like, it's had an incredible effect on the mental health of everybody, from teachers to students and everyone in between. From my perspective, helping people through this difficult time and enabling them to emerge healthy at the end of this pandemic is the main challenge. what I'm seeing is COVID fatigue. I'm used to teaching about compassion fatigue to my colleagues because I'm a supervisor for the profession. And here I'm seeing COVID fatigue, which, is the symptoms of fatigue are forgetfulness, headaches, dizziness, chronic fatigue, kind of slowing down on judgment, moodiness, poor concentration, low motivation. And so those are kind of the symptoms that come that you would identify as this COVID fatigue. We're also seeing a lot of pre-existing conditions flaring up. So if you've historically had anxiety or depression, typically that's flaring up. And as a result, a lot of my old clients are coming back. I've worked with the Teachers Counseling Network and teachers in Halton and for close to 25 years, I have a lot of old clients, and I'm finding a lot of them coming back to me, which is sad that they're coming back, but also lovely to see their faces again and help them through this difficult time. We're also getting a lot of new referrals just from the unknowns and the uncertainties of this crisis. And also I'm seeing a lot of people going off work. So I'm helping a lot of people who are off kind of get grounded again, stabilized, and helping them to get back to work. So that's pretty much what we're dealing with. It's a lot.
You mentioned that you're a lot busier given COVID and so many of the how it's impacted so many members. What's on average wait time in terms of how quickly a member may be able to see someone in your Teachers Counseling Network?
Well, most of our therapists on our poster, we're all private practitioners, so we're available to the public. However, everyone on the poster, including myself, is aware that we have an arrangement with teachers. And so we typically bump them to the top of the list if we can. I'm seeing about a 3 to 4 week wait period to see people myself. Some of my therapists are seeing people within the week, which is amazing. So I'll refer them out if they need something sooner, if it's a crisis case. And certainly if they're an older client of mine, they go to the top of the list as well. So, everyone needs to understand that not just the mental health system, but the entire health system is taxed, and we're not getting what we are used to, but we're all doing our best, for sure.
Okay, thank you. What suggestions do you have? And I know this is kind of a very broad kind of question, but every individual will have different circumstances and different situations that they're in. What are some general suggestions you have for members in terms of their mental health, well-being, given your experience and how long you've been working with teachers? What are some common themes perhaps you've seen over the years and specifically in relation to COVID?
Some of the areas across the board, as I was mentioning, anxiety has definitely increased. People's ability to cope has certainly decreased. So we've had this kind of wave come in mental health of people not coping very well. We're doing a lot of trauma therapy right now. People are overwhelmed from the chaos in general of the situation and in the profession specifically. The most common phrase I'm hearing from teachers is their need to change on a dime, which has created a lot of anticipatory anxiety for them, and it is affecting their wellness. I have a teacher I was speaking to, and she had to change classes, I think, 3 or 4 times last year. And they're finding it exhausting and anxiety-producing and depressing. And the changes and restrictions in general are depleting people's resolve. So basically, underlying everything, people are losing their resilience as we close in on 2 years of this crisis. What I would say to members that are struggling with their mental health is don't hesitate to reach out. You don't have to do this alone. Build your support network however you can. Find time to unplug and get support. Advocate for yourself by reaching out to your GP, a local therapist via the Teachers Counseling Network, or even a warm referral if you have a friend that's seen a therapist. See if you can get on the list to book an appointment and just even do a check-in appointment. I have had the odd session where they really only needed a couple of coaching sessions to get back on track. So, it's good for your health to check in and make sure that you're okay. And that's oftentimes what we provide. So that would be my suggestion right now for people who are struggling with any of the symptoms that I've listed above.
Okay, wonderful. Have you seen a big change over the years? Obviously, with COVID, it's kind of a bit of an externality in terms of it's a unique situation, but with the stigma of mental health, as things have gotten better and the rest of society is beginning to understand the impact and how it hurts so many, have you seen the need grow in general, obviously even outside of COVID?
I have, because the stigma seems to be reducing in general. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, no one said, oh, I'm going to see my therapist. It was something that you kind of kept very private because you didn't want people to think you were crazy. And because that was the assumption. And to me, I think the people who really have their life going in the right direction have a therapist in their back pocket. And they use that to help them when they're stumbling. And it's like gathering information to be your best self. That is what you can do in this time, for sure.
Okay, wonderful. And how can members connect with you or your team? What's the best way for them to find out more information in terms of the services you offer, or just to connect with you in terms of if they're struggling with anything?
Again, as I mentioned, if you have the poster, if you've seen the poster, you can get access to all the numbers on it through the website, which is www.teacherscounseling.ca. You can, if you have a quick question, you're welcome to text me and I can direct you accordingly. That is the quickest way to get a response on my cell phone, which is 416-885-9191. And, you know, the other thing that you can do just right now, immediately, if it's not a therapist that you need and you just want to get grounded, is, you know, the board is offering Headspace, which is a meditation app, I think at no charge. Self-care is super important right now. So, like I said, take some time to unplug your phone, to sit in a quiet space. If you want something to listen to a meditation app. I love Balance, which is another meditation app. I find it very interactive. I love their interactive meditations where the phone actually meditates with the sounds during the meditation. So you'll be walking through the woods and hearing a campfire and feeling the vibrations from the phone. Exercise is super key for managing stress, anxiety, and depression. It's a bit of a hard loop because you probably don't want to exercise because you feel horrible, but exercise is going to help you to start feeling a little bit better. And certainly be mindful of any unhealthy coping mechanisms you're participating in. So, you know, we're seeing alcohol on the rise, we're seeing gambling on the rise, we're seeing eating disorders on the rise. So keep an eye out for those things. And if you need some guidance and some help, like I said, you can contact any of the therapists on the poster directly by email or phone. And if their cell phone number's on the poster, you can text them and say, I'd like to book an appointment. I'm a teacher. Or again, if you have a quick question, you can text me on my cell. As I mentioned, it's 416-885-9191. And do your best. Remember, compassion is the key. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. No, we really appreciate it. And I know a lot of members have sent messages in regards to topics that they think are really important and impacting the broad membership, and mental health and wellness is definitely one of the ones that was near the top of the list. So we definitely want to shine a light on, you know, how it's impacting so many. And we know COVID has not made it easy. Even previous to COVID, we know a lot of challenges that members are facing. And as you mentioned, the demands of the teaching profession have definitely changed in the last 18 months to 2 years, and it's been a situation where members have been impacted adversely in a big way. So I think, you know, we appreciate, obviously, working with the bargaining unit for so long with District 20, and obviously the fact that, you know, the members can reach out and you have lots of ways for them to connect with you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
It's our greatest pleasure to help, and we appreciate all that you do as OSS staff, as teachers. We know you're keeping us afloat, and recognize you don't have to do everything all the time. Nothing has to be absolutely perfect. So reach out for help when you need it, because we're here and we're happy to help.
Okay, wonderful. Leanna, thank you for your time today. And again, if there are members out there, please reach out to Leanna. When I send out the mailer for the podcast, I will also include the website information that Leanna has provided today. So Leanna, thank you for taking the time out today, and all the best.
Thank you so much.